Today we will hear from Deacon Tom Rhea. He was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in still another village where he worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. Then for 3 years he was an itinerant preacher. He never wrote a book. He never held an office. He never had a family or owned a house. He didn't go to college. He never visited a big city. He never traveled 200 miles from the place where he was born. He did none of the things one usually associates with greatness. He had no credentials but himself. He was only 33 when the tide of public opinion turned against him. His friends ran away. He was turned over to his enemies. And he went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves. While he was dying, his executioners gambled for his clothing, the only property he had on earth. When he was dead, he was laid in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. 20 centuries have come and gone, and today he is the central figure of the human race and the leader of the column of progress. All the armies that ever marched, all the navies that were ever built, all the parliaments that ever sat, all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of man on earth as much as this one solitary life. These words by Dr. James Allen Francis refer to Jesus, of course, and they beg with one very important question. Now, they beg one very important question, namely, who or what in the world prepared and sustained Jesus for a life which would change the world forever? The short answer is obviously God the Father. The longer and more informative answer is God created essential help on earth for his Son when he chose a very special woman and man, Mary and Joseph, to start a human family that Jesus would spend the vast majority of his life with. Today we celebrate the feast of that holy family which nurtured and matured the Son of God for his transformational mission. As the first and second readings testify, being a holy family is never easy. As a small contemporary example, just try to delay six hungry children from a prayer of blessing before eating. Long enough to say a prayer of blessing before eating. But it was especially hard for Mary and Joseph, as was prophesied by Simeon in the gospel we just heard. Can you fathom the response of a mother who just told you, "A sword will pierce your heart"? The key question is, do you want yourself, your children, your grandchildren, to make a positive influence in the world as Jesus did? If so, then choose the journey of becoming a holy family. Our parish mission statement tells us how we begin this journey, by bringing Jesus to the center of the life of each family. Let us be absolutely clear. Living a holy family life is not a mission for the weak of heart. It requires deep trust in the God who created you and adopted you as sons and daughters. It includes sacrificial self-denial. And yes, it entails suffering, as every parent since Adam and Eve can attest. And the Holy Family knew these challenges exceedingly well. But to tell the complete story, by striving to become a holy family, you will witness amazing grace in your home, especially if your home is as humble as the home of Jesus' upbringing. And others will notice, often in surprising ways. I distinctly remember how awkward I felt when an unmarried Catholic man asked, "What is your secret to raising a faithful family?" It was as if the thought we had some secret sauce that we spread on our food. I thought to myself, when this encounter took place, if he only knew the struggles, he would not be asking me. What struggles, you may ask? Struggles with extended family expectations, life-threatening illnesses and the hospital bills, an increasingly anti-life culture, discerning job opportunities which would impact the family, discipline of children, threats of legal action against parents in the early days of homeschooling, not to mention the doubts that seem to stalk sojourners in the land of parenthood, to name a few. I can definitely assure you, there's no secret sauce, only God's merciful grace. But I can also assure you, if you think in such terms, there is no better return on your investment then making the effort to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. At the end of your life, you will know exactly what I mean. Your family is called to the same transformational mission as the original Holy Family. You may not see your effects on the world by striving to be a holy family, but God does. You may never know how grace ripples through your circles of influence, but God does. You may not understand how a sword-piercing Mary, chosen mother of Jesus, or even your own life is part of the plan to rescue fallen humanity, but God does. One final observation. The lessons that Jesus learned as a member of the Holy Family profoundly influenced his mission, just as God foresaw. The lessons learned from Mary and Joseph, like trusting in the unconditional love of God, seeking always to do God's will, and self-denial, would go a long way to prepare Jesus for the Paschal mystery of suffering and death that awaited him, so that all might become sons and daughters of God's eternal extended family. Today, the last full day of 2023, well, I guess that's tomorrow, you may see some members of God's extended family by just opening your eyes and looking around you. These daughters and sons of God, your baptized sisters and brothers, who you see here in this place, are a tangible outcome of one of the Holy Family's life. Just imagine what the tangible outcomes in the world would look like if each and every family followed the example of the original Holy Family in doing God's will in all things, exactly as they did. The life of humankind on earth would never be the same. For Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and all families striving to follow in their footsteps, may God be praised.